Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Semenik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Baksoski. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Fred Baksoski. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Pollitt. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Howie Pollitt. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Cooper and he is out, Baker applying the tag. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fondi for the out. Baumholtz moves to second. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. Baumholtz moves to third. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski bunts towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Semenik moves to second. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. Semenik moves to third. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Semenik fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Pollitt moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bell out. One out. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks bunts towards third. Adams fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Jackson moves to second. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Jackson moves to third. Banks moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Pollitt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baksoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Semenik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Baksoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baksoski is 0-for-0 in the game. Baksoski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Fondi moves to third. Howie Judson now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Kiner moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Sauer moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kiner scores. Sauer moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-0, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi juggles the ball. That's an error on Fondi. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kluszewski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, With the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cooper strikes out. 1 out. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0-for-2 in the game. Pollitt hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-2 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Post hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kiner strikes out. 1 out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a fly ball into left field. Green grass settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bob Talbot now playing center field. Frank Baumholtz now playing left field. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Semenik hits a fly ball into left field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Harmon pinch hits for Howie Judson. Chuck Harmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Nuxhall now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks strikes out. 1 out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Klusowski. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0-for-3 in the game. Pollitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lloyd Merriman pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Lloyd Merriman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merriman is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klusowski is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.